Why aren't we talking about it on the radio?
Don Lemon.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, USA, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I had prepared a different commentary for you this morning, but I went to bed with one thing and woke up. There was another situation going on. Two police officers in Ferguson shot overnight, early Thursday morning, just hours after the city's police chief resigned. The two police officers were standing there, and they were shot just because they were police officers. That's according to St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmer. Neither of those struck was from Ferguson. One was a 14-year veteran of the St. Louis County Police Department. He was shot in the shoulder. The other was a 7-year veteran of the Webster Groves Police Department, shot in the face. They are in serious condition. It's not clear who the shooter was. Police from an array of jurisdictions came to the rescue, keeping an eye on the protesters at the same time. Several protesters said the shooter was not near the crowd of demonstrators, but they were up on a grassy knoll. If you've been there, there's a hill right in front of the police department. The gunman was no less than 100 feet away, according to one of the protesters there. This was just hours after the St. Louis County Police, after the Ferguson Police Chief resigned. Thomas Jackson stepped down finally. It had been expected. He said it was on his own accord and that he wasn't forced out. I don't know if I believe that. Beyond his statement to the media, he sent me a personal note saying, "I am encouraged by the final paragraph, conclusion of the Department of Justice report." He said, "We agree that Ferguson can do the tough work to see this through and emerge the best small town it can be." I think he is right, at least about the tough part. There's been so much damage there that I'm not sure that the rift can be healed. I am not sure that a new chief can change people's minds in that community. I am hopeful, but I'm not convinced, especially considering the situation that happened overnight. Yeah, I was prepared to talk about Marvin Gaye, and I interviewed his widow last night, but it just doesn't seem appropriate after I woke up, and now they're saying you may have to end up going to Ferguson because two officers were shot. When is it going to end? I don't know what it's going to take. And I think, as I said, I just think the rift is too wide.
Well, the question right now is, who do you think was firing the shots that hit the policemen, because the protesters are saying that it wasn't a part of them, their group. And so, and if this grassy knoll theory now that they're developing or whatever, what are your thoughts having been there and been on the ground and been a part of that story for so long, Don? What do you think about the theories of who did the shooting last night?
Well, I know that there are people who are in the crowd just to instigate, and they're not necessarily part of the community, part of the people who are exercising.
And where are they
right
from?
To protest. And you don't know where they're either from a surrounding community, they're either from out of state. I don't know. They could be from right there in Ferguson. We don't know. But last night, the John Belmer, the St. Louis County police chief, did everything he could not to say definitely that it was one of the protesters, but he said it was someone who had become a part of that crowd. So by even saying that he didn't want to connect them, I think in a way he connected them, saying somehow they were with that crowd. They will say if the protesters had not been out there, if they didn't have the situation going on in Ferguson that they have, that this would not have happened.
Because who's going to be the next police chief?
Shootings that much.
And will that police chief be black?
A nationwide search for a police chief is going on right now. And right now, someone who was hired just a couple of days before the Michael Brown shooting is the acting police chief.
Are they interviewing black?
Yes,
black people for a police chief.
They're a nationwide search, and I'm sure they're looking for someone of color to come in to run that police department. Especially since the Department of Justice, Eric Holder, black man. What they found,
Don. What about the
issues they had there? Yeah, but I don't know who. No one knows who it's going to be. And people are saying, who would want that job?
Well, what about the gentleman from the state trooper, the black man who grew up in
Ron Johnson?
Yeah,
yeah. What about him?
I mean, that would be good for him. I don't know if that would be.
I don't know if he'd want it. Would he want it?
Or would it be a step down, considering he is a state trooper? He has, you know, he's got a big job with a great salary and lots of responsibility. Would he want
that?
Maybe he would.
I'm surprised that the guy that lost his job was making $100,000.
$96,000 plus.
$100,000
plus health care for a year.
Yes. Yeah. He's going to continue to get that for a year. I'm not sure how long he was there. He was there for a couple of years. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure how long. At least a couple of 3 years. But he's been there for a while.
Have they hired any more black police officers in Ferguson?
No. And what they say is that they have trouble recruiting black officers. Number one, they're not really attracted, according to them, according to national studies. They're not attracted to the police department. People, many in the community, view them as sellouts because they don't see law enforcement as a viable job, and it's hard to recruit a black officer. When black police officers enter the force and they're good police officers, they have their pick of a job anywhere. So are you going to take a job in New York? You're going to take a job in St. Louis City, in St. Louis County, or in Ferguson? You're going to take the job where the best money is, and that's probably in the county or in the city, not in Ferguson.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do. You remember when you were young and they'd have the police officers come to the school?
Mm-hmm.
And it was that thing where you felt the trust and it was the friendship. I don't know where you start with the healing.
Could you see your child saying, "Yeah, the police officers from Ferguson came to our school today."
Yeah, 26 recommendations from the Department of Justice. And the recommendations, that's just a polite way of saying this is what you need to do. And if they and it's expensive. So
and
they have to find the money. And if they don't find the money, that could be the end of the Ferguson Police Department proper. They could be taken over.
Third number of the cabin and the call in to win at the bottom of the hour.